is Texans Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into a very special edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And if it looks like we're coming to you from a bus, it's because we are. Of course, each and every week, kind of this offseason, we've been taking the show on the road, going to different locations. And, Mark, this week we are literally taking it on the road.
On the road, the Texans caravan. The folks at Verizon helped us put this together with various Texans players going to retail locations. It's all done through social media. Surprise visits, and we're going to have a heck of a ride today.
Well, this obviously means that football season is right around the corner, getting out in the community, getting them involved, getting the fans excited about not only the upcoming football season, but training camp begins as well.
It's back to football, Patty. Here we are, and training camp gets started this week. Texans signed all their draft choices, so that's big news. I mean, it's really good to have everybody in the fold, signed, sealed, delivered, ready to practice. But as I say, ready to practice, not everybody is ready to practice.
Well, and as you say that, let's talk, kind of get caught up on the news and notes before we get to more on this caravan. Not everyone, who are you referring to?
Well, Brennan Williams is going to be out for a little bit because he's got an injury that he's been fighting all offseason long. He's a third-round draft choice, a tackle that they really want to see at right tackle. But if you can't practice, you know, you can't make the club from the tub. He's going to make the club somehow. He's a third-round pick. But they need help at right tackle, Patty. Derek Newton is coming back from a knee injury. We'll see how they ramp him up to playing on a regular basis. You know, we know that Ryan Harris can play for them. David Quisenberry, they drafted him in the sixth round. But they want to see Williams out on the football field. He's not quite ready to go. And also Sam Montgomery, another third-round draft choice on the non-football injury list. I don't think that's very serious. I think he'll be practicing very soon. But when you have both third-round picks who are kind of out to start camp, it's a little bit of a concern as they try to get going.
And you know, just mentioned it a minute ago, but kind of just go into how important that is, not only for these individuals, but for the team and for the organization to have all these draft picks signed and to go into camp with no distractions.
Well, I think it's huge. And since the last CBA, remember we had that work stoppage in 2011, since the last agreement, the pay scale is different, especially for first-round draft choices. It makes it much easier for clubs to negotiate with their picks, those high picks. Everybody's kind of slotted, and you know where the guys are supposed to go. You don't have those lengthy holdouts. You tend not to in this era, so that's good. And the Texans traditionally, as an organization, have really not had problems signing their first-round draft choices. The most vaunted one in franchise history, Mario Williams, they signed him the night before the draft. You know, Cushing was just a very brief situation, just trying to work out the crossing of T's and dotting of I's in that contract. So they really haven't had too many problems as an organization. That's good stuff.
All right, well, if you can see some of the guys behind us, some very familiar faces. Dwayne Brown is back here, Wade Smith, Brooks Reed. We're going to have a lot of fun. Just briefly tell us what we can expect here and where's our first stop.
Well, it's Palais Royal in Meyerland, and you'll see that the fans love meeting the Texans in this context, which is a real surprise to many of them. Some of them won't expect to see Texans today. Others will be following them around based on what they've seen on Twitter and Facebook, and the Texans are giving away prizes everywhere they go today.
All right, first stop, Palais Royal. Let's do it.
All right.
You got it?
I'm ready.
Daryl Mitchell here at Palais Royale, our first stop. How cool is this to get off that bus and see all these fans here for you guys?
It's really nice. You know, the reception is pretty crazy. You know, just knowing that we just told the people that we were coming just recently. So it's really nice to see the people that are really ready for the season to start.
And, of course, this is sort of the signifying factor that season is just around the corner. Training camp getting ready to get started. How excited are you for that?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. You know, I got an opportunity of a lifetime. You know, I finally get a chance to, you know, start for the defense, and that's definitely my mindset, and we're definitely excited about this season.
All right, go meet your fans. We've got a lot more stops here on the caravan. We've got to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, I think we're hitting a Burger King, but it's a secret. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Stop two on the Texans caravan. Burger King in Missouri City. Dwayne Brown, Case Keenum working the drive-through. I don't know if you're working so much as you are eating the product. Is that actually allowed?
Well, we made one extra, so, I mean, it's going to be thrown away anyway, so might as well.
We made one extra? He took the order and gave you too many?
Yeah, something happened in the communication there, miscommunication.
All right, on the bus, they asked for volunteers to come work behind the counter. You were the first one to raise your hand and do this. You wanted to get to work, didn't you?
Yeah. I've really always been curious of how the environment was here and the atmosphere, and excited to have a chance. I actually have an order coming in. Excuse me.
Here. We'll follow you. Take the mic.
Hello. Welcome to Burger King. What are you having? Alrighty. That'll be 1068. Pull up to the second window. Thank you.
How do you think he's doing?
Looks like he's doing great.
All right, let's see what happens.
How y'all doing? How you doing? Sure. We're going to take a picture real quick. We're talking. What's your name?
Tamika.
This is Tamika here. And she's excited to get her Burger King meal.
When you said Dwayne Brown, I thought you were just a nice guy.
That's all I was doing. I'm just introducing myself.
But you're like the Dwayne Brown. Take a picture.
All right.
Drive-through, a lot more going on in the kitchen back here. In fact, on the bus, these guys right here wanted to actually flip burgers. Danielle Manning back here taking a little time out to sign an autograph, but
I'm busy right there with cooking and everything. I don't want to burn anybody's patties up.
All right, let's show us what you got here. You opted to flip burgers.
Yeah, I'm the master burger flipper, and pretty much it's easy. All I have to do is grab the utensils here, grab the patties, put it on, and let my man do the pushing. That's all.
Now, when you say grab the patties, that concerns me a little bit.
Well, I have to wash my hands.
He didn't get it. He didn't get it at all.
What do you mean?
Grab the patties. Sorry, I couldn't resist. No, seriously, how much fun are you having out here doing this?
I mean, I'm having a good time. I really am. I think this is cool to be able to personalize with the family, with your fans. And right before the season kick off, everybody decided this is the best time to do it. And we're taking care of that. This is great.
What was your first job that you had as a kid?
My very first job wasn't in the fast food business, working for the school. Of course, Corsicana High, I was cutting the ground. And then I ended up going to college and working for Taco Bell. And I'm familiar with Taco Bell's system. And I was telling Wade that I'm not really good with flipping the patties and working at Burger King, but I can learn.
It's kind of cool to see this many fans. This was kind of a secret journey. Nobody really knew where everyone was going to be, but we're tweeting it out as we go.
Right.
And that fast to have hundreds of fans out here waiting for you guys.
Exactly. It's exciting. And I'm just going to say, this is a great time to be a Texan. It's a great time to be a Texans fan. and we're enjoying it.
Looking forward to training camp kicking off and getting able to hit some people.
Well, less than a day here, and I'm ready. Less than a day is on the way.
What?
How'd you hear about this caravan coming here to Burger King?
I heard it on Twitter. I heard yesterday that they were merciless, and Dwayne Brown tweeted about it, so I kept up with it today, and it was at a place close by, so I stopped by.
So you knew that they were going somewhere, but you didn't know where, so you're actually watching your Twitter, you saw the location, you just jumped on and you went?
Yeah, I was all over it all day, checking it like every minute. You know, I wasn't able to make it to the first stop, but I got here, and all worked out.
Definitely an exciting event out here at the Burger King. Joining me now, Greg Grissom, Vice President of Corporate Development. You heard the fans out here so excited, didn't even really know where to go, and here they are following Twitter just to get a glimpse of their favorite Houston Texans.
It's a great day. We're just so excited to get back to football and to just celebrate with our fans and enjoy them getting to see the players up close and personal before training camp starts.
Of course, this caravan you started last year had some success with it, and obviously with social media, it's obviously taking it to another level. Just kind of talk a little bit about the genesis of this idea and why you guys thought this was important to you and how well it's working.
Well, I have to give credit to our partners at Verizon. This was something they came to us and brought us an idea of how we could interact with the fans and get our players out involved. We had great success last year and just trying to do it bigger and better this year and get our fans ready to go. And all promoted through social media via Facebook, Twitter, kind of a scavenger hunt, if you will, and it's just a great day.
And it's just really impressive to see this amount of turnout and fans out here. But, you know, what's also impressive is how much fun the players are having with it. They're getting back, they're flipping burgers, working the drive-thru. They're enjoying themselves.
Sure, I think a few of them are out there making Burger King Whoppers and just really having a good time. I think they were most excited to come here and enjoy. Some of them reliving some days of beyond when they used to work in places like Burger King. So having a great time.
All right, well, great stuff. We've got to take another time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away because the next stop is...
H-E-B.
H-E-B. Let's go do some grocery shopping. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Leg number 3 on this caravan journey is H-E-B down here in Pearland. Joe Cassiano of H-E-B. Obviously, the fans lined up. Brooks Reed back here signing autographs. How cool is this and how nice is this for you, your store, and the fans to be able to have the Texans players out here?
Oh, this is awesome. We're happy to have the season coming up. I think it's one of the first opportunities for the fans to see the Texans together, and we're happy to be a big part of that.
Now, H-E-B, obviously a big sponsor of the Houston Texans. You guys are involved in so many ways. This is just a little bit different and kind of a cool way to involve your fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, customers come in every day, and they know that we have a big association with the Texans. It's tailgating. It's all year long, and this is just a great way to kick it off and give them a little reward for coming in today.
All right, great stuff. Also on this stop is Verizon, which is right next door. We're going to send it over there now to Mark Vandermeer. Mark?
Thanks, Patty, and good technique by Whitney bagging groceries. I'm here with Wade Smith at Verizon. And, Wade, have you ever done a job like that?
Definitely in high school. Had my time in the fast food industry, so it was good to go back to Burger King and to a fast food place and flip a couple of burgers and take some orders. It was a good time.
You paid your dues in the past, and you were rewarded on the football field this year, going to the Pro Bowl. That was a great experience. How has the offseason been for you overall?
It's been good, been busy, you know, a lot of stuff for my foundation, a lot of stuff with the family, quality time with the family, wife, kids, and, you know, did a little traveling. So now we're getting close to the camp and looking forward to gear up and have a great season.
What about camp? I know the season didn't end the way you guys wanted, but overall it was a successful campaign. What's it going to take to get to the next level?
I think we just have to finish. I think when we have opportunities to make plays, we have to make them. You know, that's the biggest thing. We had opportunities to make plays late down the stretch, and we didn't make the plays. And we have the guys that can do it. We have the coaching staff that puts us in the right places, and we just have to finish and execute.
One thing that I'm curious about, when you are as successful as you guys have been the last couple of years, going to that final 8 in the NFL, how do you keep the edge? Because, you know, everybody's after you. Everybody wants to make the playoffs. It's easier said than done.
Well, we haven't accomplished our goal. You know, our goal is not to just win divisions and go into the playoffs. Our goal is to win a Super Bowl. So that drive is it's natural. You know, you want to be the best. We have a lot of, you know, good players, and we have a great organization, and so we want to pay that forward to the city of Houston and bring back a championship, and so the drive comes from that.
Well, training camp upon us, and you're about to be sweating it out at the Houston Methodist Training Center. So tell me, what is that like for you as a veteran? Is that something you dread? Are you looking forward to getting back to it? I got to imagine it's a mixed bag of sorts.
It's you know, you never look forward to the heat, but I wouldn't say I dread it, and you definitely look forward to it because, you know, after camp, you lay that foundation for the season, and the season is right around the corner. And, you know, you can't have one without the other. And so we look forward to, you know, the fans coming out there in droves and showing support to us when we're out there and, you know, braving that weather and that heat down in Houston. But we're used to it, and we'll be ready to go.
We'll see you on the field. Thanks a lot, Wade.
No problem. Appreciate you having me.
Wade Smith, back on the bus we go for one final stop at the Houston Texans YMCA.
Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle as we finish out the Texans caravan. Last stop on the leg at the Houston Texans YMCA. Joining me is Brooks Reed. And wow, this has been really a fun day, hasn't it, Brooks?
Yeah, we've been going around Houston and just stopping by and helping people out, giving out gift certificates, and coming here to the YMCA, handing out backpacks to kids, and it's been a lot of fun.
You know, you saw so many different things. Fans lined up outside Palais Royale. You got to actually do some work at Burger King, hang out with some kids here. What's kind of been your favorite part about this whole adventure today?
Well, we stopped by Burger King, and, you know, we gave people their food and, you know, handed out ice cream and stuff like that. But it's just kind of cool to go out into the community and just see the excitement from all the fans.
Of course, we've been talking to you guys all day about this is kind of the kickstart to training camp, which means season is just around the corner. How excited are you to put some pads on and get things started?
Real excited. Everyone's really into it. Everyone is strong and in shape, and we're all ready to go. You know, we've been training this whole off season, so, you know, we're ready for another season to start.
All right, great job. Enjoy the kids. Of course, each and every week we have our Texans mailbag. This week we're going to do it a little bit different. Instead of the fans asking the questions, I actually snuck on the bus and had the players ask some questions to Mark, starting with Whitney Merciless.
Hey, Mark, I got a question for you. How do you feel about Ben Jones?
Whitney, I think Ben Jones is a unique individual, quite a character. He eats strange things and does strange things, like walk on the field barefoot before games. But I also think he's a heck of a football player. Started at guard for a big chunk of the season last year. You know, he's a backup center to Chris Myers. He's not slated to have a starting role this year, but you get the feeling that somehow he's going to find his way onto the football field. I think Ben Jones is going to be a valuable Texan for years to come.
Hey, Mark. Since he wants to talk about me, tell me about old Whitney Merciless over here. You got any dirt on him? I want to know.
Ben, I may or may not have dirt on Whitney Merciless, but there's an old saying, what happens at Reliant Stadium stays at Reliant Stadium. Actually, Whitney is slated to have a big year. You know, he did very well in the sack department last year despite limited action. And being a starter, a full-time starter, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him to perform, especially in year two. We always talk about that year one to year two jump. And Brooks Reed was telling me this week that Whitney, with the green light to just go after the quarterback, not have to worry about too many other things, should be primed for a big season. He got stronger in the offseason, worked out a ton. I know that Patty Smith thinks he's quite a physical specimen. In any case, he's quite a football player.
Hey, Mark. Where does the term rock and roll come from when you say, like, Andre Johnson, rock and roll for the score? Where does rock and roll come from?
Earl, I'm going to let these guys help me answer that question. What's your name?
Jalen.
What's your name?
Traylon.
And what's your name?
Caleb.
All right, everybody say rock and roll on three. One, two, three.
Rock and roll!
All right, rock and roll actually originated when I was calling basketball games at Central Michigan University, and I'd use it for dunks. And then one day I thought, why not use it for football? And I think it works great with the Texans because rock and roll was basically invented in Texas. Think about it for a moment. You know, Elvis toured here. Buddy Holly is from Lubbock. So I just go with it.
Have you replaced me in the show?
Yes, I have, Patty, as a matter of fact. Well, these guys are going to be kind of like helping us out a little bit here as we continue our Texans coverage.
Yeah, but that's all the time we have for this week's
show. That's it?
But right around the corner, it's kicking off training camp. Mark, what are we expecting this week? And, of course, we're going to be on each and every night.
Yes, we are. We're going to do a 15-minute wrap-up show from training camp every night, and we're really looking forward to it, sweating out there, bringing you all the latest with your Houston Texans.
All right, every night right here on Fox Sports Southwest at 10 or 10:30. Check your local listings. Until then, we'll see you next time.
Say goodbye, kids.
Bye. Bye.